This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Fed meeting of which we speak is, of course, the Federal Open Market Committee, the group within the central bank that sets interest rates. Tomorrow and Wednesday are blocked off on the calendars of Jay Powell and the gang as they discuss the price of money in this economy. It is something of a central bankapalooza this week, actually. The European Central Bank meets, and the Bank of Japan, and the central banks in Chile and Indonesia and a couple of other countries. It is just a quirk of the calendar, to be clear, but there are some busy days coming up in the machinery of the global macro economy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
Central banks in more than 20 countries are meeting this week, but some of them will, of course, be watched more closely than others. The Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank.
Japan's an important one, too, as well, because it's one of the largest economies.
Aditi Sahasrabude is an associate professor of political science at Brown University. Japan has been holding off on raising rates and is expected to do the same this week. The Fed is up first, then the European Central Bank, which does make its decisions independently, but
they certainly will probably be paying a lot more attention to what's happening this side of the Atlantic than the other way around.
Also watching the Fed are central banks in developing countries heavily reliant on the dollar. Matthias Matthes is an associate professor at Johns Hopkins.
So some of the central banks of emerging markets often also have to worry more about financial stability, meaning if the Federal Reserve continues to raise rates, that's a worry for them.
Because if rates go up here, global investors may move their money to the U.S. instead of smaller countries that rely on foreign investment.
So that probably increases the pressure on them to raise rates as well, so that they can keep broadly their investments at home equally attractive to the United States.
But the rate decisions this week may not be the most important takeaways. Eileen Grable is a professor at the University of Denver's Joseph Corbell School of International Studies.
What central bank watchers will really be looking at is what kinds of hints do they get out of the communications that come from Fed Governor Powell, the president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, as to what they're likely to do in the fall.
Because those hints will shape what the rest of the global economy decides to do. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.